Once again, welcome to all the nerd enthusiasts and geek aficionados. Wait, geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados. It's been a long day, guys. Like I said, I just got here from D23, so we've got some nice little fun rants about that we're going to talk about later. Today is a free-for-all Friday. We're going to try something a little different here, and it's going to be, what do you guys want to chat about? I know I've seen stuff from Ken. He wants to talk some Fantastic Four Infinity War, and I've seen stuff from about the Doctor Who announcement coming on Sunday. So yeah, we're going to talk about everything. We're not going nerd news. We want to know what nerd news you guys want to discuss. But before we do that, we're going to introduce the cast again, since you didn't hear everybody say hi and welcome. And then we're going to talk about the nerd fight results. And then we're going to just get into a chit chat and have some fun talking all things nerd. So I am S5150. Joining me is my co-host, Beacon.
What up?
I have to say this again this way because it enticed him so much. I said, we had the beard, we had the myth, the legend, and we only want to hear from the beard, but just a big compliment.
The legend, that was the key piece of that intro, was the legend. So, hey everybody, we got Beth, Marley, Ken, a couple others in the chat room. Good to see you all. Thanks for stopping in and hanging out with us on Friday.
Playa, playa.
Hey, hey, hey.
You ain't got no job tomorrow. You got
who's got no job tomorrow?
You ain't got stuff to do.
As long as you got some sugar for some Kool-Aid.
Absolutely. Oh, it's almost midnight, Beth. It's almost midnight. We're at 11:09 out here. You're an hour ahead of me at the moment. So
we also have, you may have been able to read it before, but we're gonna discuss what's on it again. Mr. Igor, coming from the East Coast.
I still like the mug.
What it is.
I still
thank
like
you.
Show off the mug.
Yeah, show off that mug again so people can see what it was saying. What was it that it said?
It is a new day. Strap your fist to your back and head out for adventure.
It will be a new day tomorrow. And then we have our female persuasion, Super Whovian Freak.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Now that you guys can hear us, I'll say hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the chat, guys. We're going to get into just a free-for-all discussion with everybody. Before we get into that, like I said, we're going to skip the nerd news this week because we weren't on top of it. But we do want to talk about this week's nerd fight. It was in commemoration of D23 starting this week. And we were going with the best animated Disney character by our choices and some of your choices from online. We had some interesting discussions with it. I know... Superhuman Freak got into a nice discussion about how Black Cauldron should get remade now for today's...
That actually got a lot of fan response, both on Facebook and on Twitter, on not necessarily remade, or even, remade, because I don't think it was one that ever got remastered into Blu-ray. But they really want a live-action Black Cauldron. Jumping on the Disney live action train, they think that Black Cauldron should be the next one that gets a live action remake.
That would be cool.
I think that would be awesome. This is the time for the Black Cauldron, because back when it was made, that's not what you wanted from a Disney movie. You didn't want the dark. You didn't want the scary. You wanted the light. We did, but most parents wanted, lighter, the happier, the fun, the not traumatizing to children, but this is the time that it needs to be done, because it's totally the darker, the grittier era, I guess you could say.
I almost think that's earlier. I think we're going back to that lighthearted because of Frozen and stuff, but we'll see. Exactly. Before we get deeper into those, like I said, we're going to talk about the nerd fight. We're going to do a free-for-all discussion, and then we're going to talk about the new nerd fight, which is going to be already pre-picked, and you guys can weigh in on that. We'll finish off with that type of stuff. Before we get into that, we want to kind of find out what everybody's playing and watching, if there's anything new nerd-wise that they're hitting on. So, Beacon, anything new?
Yeah, I got a couple things. I'll try to be brief. I did start playing a new old game. It came out last year. It's Marvel Heroes Omega for PS4. It's a really cool kind of open world, like MMORPG type thing where you can play as any Marvel character. You get to play up to level 10 with any of them. And then you can either earn rewards in game to buy that character to continue on, or you can just go out and purchase them. It's free to play. So it's a lot of fun so far. And you can play co-op, couch co-op, or up to, I think it's up to like 99 players at once. So really, really cool, fun game on PS4. I did binge watch Castlevania on Netflix. So that was fantastic. There wasn't enough of it. glad that we get a season 2 because it was really, really cool.
Well, they announced the season 2.
Yes, oh. Season 2 was announced. But like the season 1, it's only 4 episodes long. So you have no reason not to just sit down and watch all 4 in a row. They're like 22-minute episodes, I think. So, yeah, quick hour and a half, and you're through it.
It felt like it ends up on Netflix a lot that they don't do, which is like the first season of an anime, and then you're like waiting to see the rest of the episodes. And there's definitely a cliffhanger on it.
It keeps you hooked, though. It's kind of smart, you know. It's almost like one big teaser trailer, and then you're anxiously awaiting the rest.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last little thing, I just wanted to give a shout out to some new folks that I met here in Idaho. And like the comic scene out here is not that huge. There are a few shops that do things really well, but there's some dudes I met while I was actually on kind of vacay last week for my anniversary with my wife. And we met this dude named Max. He runs Turbo Comics. He's the owner and founder of it. And they're basically online. They buy and sell entire collections of comics, toys, video games, and more. So they're really cool, kind of getting ground floor on the comic scene. They were there at Treasure Valley Comic Con, which is the first year that they've done Treasure Valley Comic Con here in Idaho. So something new, something ground floor. So I just wanted to give them a shout out, and you can check them out on Facebook, Turbo Comics, or on Twitter at Turbo Comics ID for Idaho. So
awesome.
Thank you, Max. Good to meet you.
Big Papa Matt, anything new we're watching there?
So first off, our chat room is doing awesome. Insane Black Cauldron was dark. Our black hole was dark. I don't know what that means, but keep it clean on the chat room, Ken.
The black hole.
But he did say Omega was a great game, so nice shout out there. And then Beth's actually playing Roller Coaster Tycoon sandbox style, so just going in, killing it out there. So big stuff. That's a long game to be playing that way. So. Just creating your own park, not really any task to it, just doing your own thing.
It's kind of like Sim City, right? But just for roller coasters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then Marley's still handling some Dungeon Defenders, so yeah. Killer stuff there. So I was watching Castlevania as well. That was kind of my big thing. But the only thing I've been watching lately is this new number one comic I scored, Invincible. I couldn't not give that a shout out, so I just got that from an amazing new comic shop I'm at. That was kind of my break-in purchase at my new comic shop called Titan Comics here in Dallas. So shout out to those guys. And I don't know. We're going to need to put a poll up. I have a question here for everybody. Do I take this to Comic-Con and try to get Robert Kirkman to sign it, or do I go get it graded first before the signature? So,
or do you take it to Kevin Smith and try and get him to tear it?
Whoa. I got other stuff for Smith to sign. He doesn't need to be tearing up my shit. Sorry, bad words. Bleep. Bad words are bad, kids. So, yeah, that's all I got is watching that number one, making sure it doesn't get wrinkled or lose any corners on it. So,
got the iron out.
Why? Why are you trying to ruin my comic books? Why are you, kids, Mess is giving you horrible advice, children. Do not listen to anything he has to say about keeping a number one clean. No irons, and don't take them to Kevin Smith. Either way.
Yeah, you'll understand what I said about Kevin Smith if you watch the mockumentary, the faux documentary, comic book, the movie.
I don't know why you talk to me like I don't know Kevin Smith, but it's okay.
I'm telling everybody else why they understand why I'm saying it. And that's the whole skit that he has in it, is that what makes something a one of a kind is you tear it. You tear the comic. None of the signing or getting sketches on it. You just give it a little tear. That's what he does.
Ken's saying to get it signed. He says, sign
yeah,
it.
Sign I'm saying sign it. And then we also have Mr. Jack out there. He's playing Blood Bowl 2, which is actually a really cool. If you guys have not played Blood Bowl, it is a really cool take on a sports game and a strategy RPG. It is phenomenal. It is really, really cool. And we also have a ton of love for Roller Coaster Tycoon going on right now, wishing it had some monsters and disasters like normal Sin City. But Beth is saying she just builds coasters of death, so she's turned it into a dark Roller Coaster Tycoon.
That's funny.
Which is creepy. Thank you for that, Beth. Way to bring it dark. I always appreciate that about you.
There's no port for the ride to end. Just everybody tumbles off at the end.
Everybody. Yes. Coaster of death. It's just she just was recreating a Final Destination film over and over and over again.
Igor, following all that fun, what are you? Anything you're watching or playing new? Reading?
Well, nothing new on playing front. I just finally got leveled up to the point in Crossout where I can build my own cloaking devices, which is great on 4x4. With rock drills on the front of it and M16s on the top of it. This is not bad. But watching, actually, on the completely different note, started watching The Great British Baking Show, which I highly recommend, not only because British people are freaking adorable, but because, like many of my favorite cooking shows, you've got things like, you've got people like a construction worker and a graphic designer sitting here in this top-tier baking competition.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty cool.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's freaking awesome. I love that show.
Those shows just make me so hungry. So that's my problem is I'm like
the only thing with the British baking show is it's you can tell the difference between like British TV and American TV because if you watch like anything like Ace of Cakes or anything like that, it's like what's more exciting? Who is more crazy? Yeah. And the British shows are like, oh, I'm so sweet with my raisin rolls. Oh, like, it's the most adorable thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like
you're not. Yeah.
You just want to have tea and crumpets and sit in a garden and watch flowers grow.
It's just so gentle all the time. It's so gentle.
Matt, you have no idea.
Oh, I've watched every single episode of British Baking Championship.
Okay.
I know
from exactly. Episode one, they hit you with the end scene break of Field of Flowers, and scene break of Baby Sheep.
They're literally like baking in a field, like in a backyard, like awesome backyard with flowers and garden around them.
You watch the United States, whether it's Food Network or not, it's yeah. It's like, okay, I'm scared now.
Before we ask Super Whovian Freak what she's been reading and watching, I did want to say I just looked at the subscriber list and I see a 117 there. So whoever the two new subscribers are, welcome to the channel. If you guys come in and watch the cast later, go ahead and throw a comment in there below if you're not here on the live one. And welcome. We appreciate you guys coming and watching.
We also just got a large shout out of different types of English cuisine, everything from bangers and mash, crumpets, team crumpets, according to Beth, and then some good old sponge spotted dick from Ken. So there you go.
I do. I love crumpets, though. I'm with Beth on that one. Crumpets are like the best thing ever.
And Super Whovian Freak, what have you been watching?
Well, I'm jumping on the food train with Igor because I was cooking and freaking left it on the Food Network and Guy's Grocery Games came on. And I've never seen the show before, never really wanted to see the show before. And I've been watching it since then. That show is ridiculous. It's like Dinner Impossible meets, I don't even know. Like, it's just the things that Guy Fieri makes those people do in that grocery store when they're cooking is absolutely hilarious to watch. So it's really good.
That's awesome. Yeah. And me and myself, I am to the last episode on season 2 of Walking Dead. I just got to replay it again. I actually finished the game, but I got to replay with different voices because I learned that season 3 has 42 different openings based off of how you played season 2.
Wow.
So I need to get all those openings set up to see what happens. I traversed a little bit deeper into my previous library, like I said, going back and playing all those old games. And I am now starting to play Guacamelee.
Yes.
That's a great game. So, and then watching again, Castlevania. Just like you guys, I stream through it. I loved it, but I did think it was like a major cliffhanger. I was like, give me one more episode that gives me just a little bit more. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for what I've been doing. So yeah, let's jump into the next, thing. And that's going to be our nerd fight that's going on and the nerd fight results. We have the Disney nerd fight going on. Quite a few choices. Holy, somebody got another vote. All week long, only had one. Got another one. But yeah, D23 Expo started today. We threw out a Disney poll to fight for this, and it stayed pretty even for majority of it. We had Taryn from Black Cauldron, as we spoke about before. Maleficent was Igor's pick. Mr. Incredible came from the chat room as well, which I think if this had gone another day, Mr. Incredible might have shot up because there was a lot of Incredible 2 news that came out today. Ariel, Darkwing Duck, Belle was Superhuman Freak's pick. Baymax was Beacon's. Genie was mine. So a very large poll, and they and
keep going.
Yeah, we had a good response. Reddit was part of it. We got really good conversations on Twitter with it. I actually, Leonard Maltin's wife chimed in.
That was awesome. Oh, man.
All her favorite people. And stuff.
I mean, she threw out a Lady Cluck reference. Dang. I didn't even know people knew who Lady Cluck was anymore. It was awesome. Are you kidding? she actually called herself John. Lady Cluck. You know, that's like,
oh, that's beautiful.
That's
oh,
not the person that most people are run into, you know, say like, I am this person. And she was just like, yep, that's me. I own it. You know, so that was really fun.
And she talked about like the best sidekicks. And we had a good long, I mean, a 15, 20 message tweet just between her and Superhuman Freak and me. And then I think Boho Witch got into there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
had a couple different people retweet out the poll, so it was a fun interaction this week on it. First time in a long time that we've had.
Thank you, Twitter.
Did you forget Darkwing Duck?
No, he said Darkwing.
He said Darkwing.
I just see a lot of love in the chat channel for Darkwing from Jack Mallison. Of course,
hey, he jumped up quite a bit.
He did.
So,
It got dangerous. I mean.
I mean, let's be real. Doesn't it get dangerous when Darkwing's around?
Even with Genie in there, I've still got that theme song stuck in my head now, again.
So, like I said, there was the surprising loser. it was really surprising. Ariel from Little Mermaid. She had one vote all week long, and now somebody else showed some love. She has two votes.
I think someone stole her voice again. That's my theory.
No. You know what it is?
Ursula stole her voice again.
I think the sequel killed the Ariel love, man. Have you seen those sequels?
It was no Aladdin 3, that's for sure. No.
Most of the Disney sequels, I will give them.
I'm pretty sure there was an Aladdin 3. Actually.
No, he's saying it wasn't.
There was nothing.
It was no Prince of Thieves or whatever it was.
It was bad. It was bad. The only thing that was worse
was the King of Thieves.
Oh no, I take it back. I take it back. Pocahontas 2. That was the worst Disney sequel ever. Ooh,
yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Maybe we'll get one more. That was awful. Maybe that's an interesting one
too later. What was the worst Disney sequel of all time? That'll be it. Some long list on there. So yeah, Ariel was in last place. Maleficent, Igor had 5 votes, so I guess people just
the new school rank wins out. That's fair.
No, yeah.
But I'm telling you, if you haven't watched it in a long time, people, or if you haven't watched it before, you and everybody who's watching, the music is amazing, animation's on point, and wait till you hear that voice actress again for the first time, you won't sleep well that night, I guarantee.
He's still my favorite villain of all time.
And then shout out to
Jason. And even the new movie, you know.
New entry.
Yeah, go ahead,
New shout out to Jason Lee. New entry into the live chat there. Giving us some love, shout outs, and likes. Thank you, sir.
Jason.
And then we're also getting a lot of people just saying to please stop talking about sequels. There's too much talk of these sequels that should not be mentioned. So
yes. Agreed.
That's fair. That's fair.
Move on. who's next on the
list? Next on the list, we had Tarzan, I mean Taron.
Watch last episode to get that.
Yeah. That was the thing all week long. According to Superhuman Freak, everybody kept hitting her up going, why is Tarzan spelled wrong?
I said the same thing when I first saw it. I was like, I think someone missed a Z in there.
I was just
that hurts.
I don't watch a movie.
Talk about old school versus new school. How
does everyone feel now?
Black Hawk is a great Disney cartoon. It was too dark for its time, and it just hasn't been seen by enough people. It shows you that it's a great cult film, but not enough love there to even realize people have realized that it's not Tarzan that they're talking about. So
I know.
We had our chat room pick was Mr. Incredible. I think it was from Mr. Ken Johnson, and he got 6 votes, so he tied there with misspelled Tarzan. And then this is where
that was a great movie.
This is where our big jumps happen. So once people started getting actually seeing the poll and everything like that, Darkwing Duck, 19 votes. So love is there. There's a Darkwing Duck pop coming out for an SDCC exclusive.
Nice.
It's a Nega Duck. So black and white. Ooh. It's awesome. Yeah, looking. Just beating out Darkwing for a while. It was tied between these two, Darkwing and Belle. Belle with 22 votes. So, the princess that majority of people love. So.
Yes.
And then
I think
she's lucky that she has something that's relevant from the last 20 years. You know, Darkwing was out there fighting.
I know.
Very few fans. Yep.
And he's still, you know, he's relevant to at least our generation.
To the same people that know who Taron is over Tarzan. So,
true.
You know, that's his issue.
But, you know, like I said last week, being the only female on the podcast, I had to rep the princess vote, and she was my favorite. So, classic princesses, I like them. You know, Sleeping Beauty is probably my favorite of the classics, but they're just so... Look at me, I sing, I'm pretty, and I love the guy that I've never met. That doesn't work with today's new generation of you know, Disney princesses, and it's a very different mindset, new to old, you know. Rapunzel would not have been a movie made back then. She would not have been independent. You know, Merida... Uh-huh. Are you kidding me? Like, I mean, so it's a very different school of thought between new princesses and classic Disney.
And that's a big thing with Disney is 90s Disney really changed a lot of what the mindset was on the cartoons and stuff like that. That's when things started getting a little bit more modern with it. Mm-hmm. And with Aladdin and Lion King and Beauty and the Beast, they started stepping a little bit more into that. Hey, we still have adults watching these. Let's give it a little bit.
Even Pocahontas, which I know historically was very inaccurate. I mean, she was not, following the tribe's rule and whatever. She was doing her own thing and pissing off the white man,
and,
you know.
And then you had Road to El Dorado, and it all fell apart from there. You know? Thanks for Pixar coming back and reviving our lives with Disney. Appreciate you.
Disney did the wrong of firing Lasseter, and then Lasseter went and made Pixar with Steve Jobs, and thank God for that. Yeah. And now Lasseter's back in charge with Disney.
Yeah, and then shout out to Ken. He's dropping out their Star Wars Christmas specials, making sure everything stays awful in the chat room. Appreciate it. Keep those bad references coming, everybody.
Chewbacca has a dirty grandpa. That's all I'm going to say.
Let's finish this out. So Baymax had 24 votes and was leading for a good amount of time.
Yep.
It was a little duke out between the puffy robot.
and the mythical,
the all-powerful, tons of power, itty-bitty living space genie stayed ahead with 31 votes. Finally started kind of grabbing a little bit of a hold there. So, yeah, it was a fun nerd fight this week. I thank you to all the Disney fans. Speaking of Disney, I have to rant about this before we get into this.
Nerd rage! Nerd rage!
Watch out. Start taking screenshots. This face will get red.
So,
children, avert your eyes.
I went to D23 today. What D23 brings is fantastic. The experiences that they try and put out there are awesome and amazing. I love the whole Disney effect that comes with that. Disney does not know how to run a convention. Plain and simple. So Disney has done the effect of taking Star Wars away from SDCC. There's not going to be any Star Wars on the panels at SDCC. They've confirmed that. Star Wars will be on the floor in some form, but it's here. So you pull that away, you understand you're going to be pulling all of those type of congoers that are looking for that to your convention. Which means more lines, more people there, and everything like that. The last two D23s, you hope that they figured out how to get people into the convention center on time. So the day started today, and once again, everybody that was in line wasn't on the convention floor until at least an hour after the convention was open.
Whoa.
Man, yeah. That's insane.
They added about 30 new metal detectors to let people in, and that's just adding more security than they had last time. They haven't had any issues, but they're just adding more time onto their stuff. To go beyond that, they messed up royally. And if you guys are watching this and you're at D23, have fun with this, because tomorrow is a sold-out day. And Star Wars will be part of a movie panel, and you have the Marvel Infinity War going on there. People have been lined up since early this morning for tomorrow's panels, and they actually weren't supposed to be able to line up until tonight, but they let them line up. The animated panel was happening today. A lot of people got in line for that. People were in line for hours for it, and they miscounted the people that they had guaranteed in their spots to get in.
Oh.
So about half of the people that were sitting in the guaranteed area did not get into the animated panel. Oh. And didn't forewarn them that they were getting in. They basically came out like a couple minutes before the panel was supposed to start and said, kind of full, and we're going to try and get more people in. And then we stood there for 20 minutes and saw not even one more person get pulled in, and they walked out after the panel had been going on for 20 minutes ago. Yeah, the panel's going, guys. There's no seats.
That is so
ouch.
Caused a huge uproar, and the single day pass holders like myself, they basically said, "So sad." Shrug. It is what it is. The multiple day pass holders, that stayed there complaining, ranting, and raving, they offered them appeasements of giving them tickets to tomorrow's movie panel, which, great on them, but those people standing outside since this morning now just got put behind all these other people that were only in line for 2 hours.
You were actually told by Ken to just stop your crying and get a fast pass, so come back later. There's no fast passes. They have fast passes. Whoa, I'm sorry. I interrupted the nerd rage. I apologize. It was a joke. Don't shake your head that fast. Your beard almost fell off.
To put it on top of this, we left that panel after they said that after they screwed up there. We went straight back up to the DuckTales Scrooge McDuck money bin to go jump into. We had gotten there first thing in the morning. It was a 2.5 hour long wait. Usually things will die down later. So what they said is come back anytime between now and 7 p.m. and you'll be able to get in line and get in there. So we get up there. It's got a big close sign. And we go, what's going on? They go, oh, we did wristbands because the line was getting too big. And we're like, wait, what? Nobody said anything about that. And they're like, well, we didn't know we were going to do wristbands. So luckily, one of the supervisors at the Money Bin, by the name of Gary, fantastic guy, excellent customer service. They did get something put in place where they were able to get more people in and stuff like that. So I do want to thank them for that. They saved a bad experience day. Beyond that, do the Money Pit if you can. It is fun, and you get a nice little video that like freeze frames you as you're jumping into the Money Pit. And, like, round, it's really cool.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Pirates has a phenomenal display of old rides and stuff like that. That was really easy and quick to get into. So at least when I went tomorrow, it's going to be insane. If you guys want to get onto the floor early and not deal with too many lines, 5 a.m. early at the latest, I would get into line, because it was 7 a.m. today for people to have a chance to get in when the doors open. So for all those people going tomorrow, have fun. And you can follow me on Twitter and let me know how it goes, because it's going to be really, really, really interesting. But that was my little rant and rave. This might be my last time ever doing D23 at this point. But for all the people that went to the Disneyland and Disney California Adventure, apparently it was empty because of the convention, and they loved it. That's what I was
saying. I know Zachary Levi was there today at Disneyland. He was hanging out with fans.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was cool. Wish I was there.
Yeah. Did they get his nose right? No. Back to right. Yeah.
Right.
Lastly, guys, if you have Twitter, go follow an account that's at D23Help. It is one of the funniest accounts going right now. It's a brand new account, and it is nothing but sarcasm and satire about the lines and everything going on. That is, my wife sent to them, please tell me you're going to be at SDCC doing SDCC help. And they responded back to her, sorry, unfortunately, we will still be trying to figure out the line for the Parks and Recreation panel in August 17th. they're hilarious.
Again. Yeah, they were hilarious. One of theirs was something about Disney wanted to give you the real theme park experience, so waiting in lines forever. And
yeah. So, yeah. Sorry, good I got stuff. Into good major stuff. Rant mode.
So, I mean, is it going to be your last D23? Because Ken is saying it's going to be D24 next year. So, bad dad joke incoming.
That's a bad
joke. Sorry, I should have warned everybody with the bad dad joke coming in.
That was, I'm going to crumple that up.
And then, so we also, Nick Cage came up again, you know, our favorite subject of the chat channel. But it's okay. Beth topped it with another terrible actress with Angelina Jolie in Tomb Raider. So Someone's always worse than Nick. I don't know why you guys ragging on Nick Cage all the time.
Well, if she had to, though, I mean, she could have pulled worse. I mean, because Tomb Raider, the first Tomb Raider, wasn't terrible. Was it awesome? No. But, I mean, she could have pulled, I don't know, Kristen Stewart in Twilight as an action hero. That wasn't great. I mean, Twilight was a bad movie anyways.
To give you an opinion on it. So
yeah.
I try to stay away from garbage.
How the results end up, West?
How the results end up?
Is that what we're on next? What are we on next? No. I don't know. I'm not the guy with the schedule in front of me.
Hey, it's free-for-all now, baby. Free-for-all.
Who's got a schedule? This is Friday fun day.
Yeah, so you guys, I Ken brought up something on Facebook prior to this that Fantastic Four and Infinity Wars. Has anybody heard about this?
That's news to me.
I didn't hear Fantastic Four. I heard Incredibles 4, not Incredibles 4, Toy Story 4 and Incredibles 2. But I think the bigger news from D23 was Wreck-It Ralph 2. Wreck the Internet, I believe is what it was.
Go to Wreck-It.
So if you guys haven't checked it out, go and read the description.
Oh, I
on the
see
Wreck-It Ralph 2, how they actually introduced it. It was basically Sarah Silverman's Vanellope, and she basically turned all of the Disney princesses into hipsters, and they're turning against the princess idea, which sounds amazing.
That does sound cool. That does sound really cool.
So,
I gotta.
I see what Ken's talking about. So on the floor in the Marvel area, all you see, there's some statues there, some small statues. All you see is Thanos. There is multiple statues behind him that are still covered right now. And apparently, and this is uploaded by Screen Junkies onto YouTube, and they usually are pretty good on their sources. They're saying Flickbait, so maybe it's not true. But apparently Fantastic Four was confirmed for Infinity War at D23. But I think they're saying it's Flickbait, so it's not a real thing. But the people were assuming that Fantastic Four was going to be those characters that were being revealed in the statue form tomorrow. And they said they're going to reveal those tomorrow. It would have been awesome, but it doesn't look like it's happening from what I can see here. So we'll stay up to date on and looking at that. So sorry to cut you off. I wanted to answer his what he was talking about.
It's all good. But now we're getting like just a bad actors stream here with Angelina. Mila Kunis is also in there, which I 100% agree that she's the worst by far.
I don't agree with that one, but that's...
So, you know, she ruined every movie she's ever been in besides the romantic comedies. So Book of Eli, she ruined.
Jupiter I didn't see Book of Eli, so I can't speak on that.
It's all her fault. I blame her.
She was fine in Black Swan, in my opinion.
No, Natalie Portman was just that good.
Well, no, Natalie Portman was that good. I'm not going to lie. But she stood up and held her own.
Thank you, Sarah, for confirming. Natalie Portman was that good.
She was that good. I'm not going to lie. She was great in that movie. Fantastic. But you had to have someone equally fantastic hold up that role of the antagonist. And
we also have another Nick Cage lover in the chat with Jay Lee, who's killing it right now with the amazing Nick Cage quotes. So
yeah, well.
And Cage, my favorite cartoon character from any company.
You know, I'll throw an actress out there I'm not too fond of that a lot of people like. Jessica Chastain. Not a big fan. I think she's flat. But she seems to, you know, and I don't mean
I'll flat let that joke like go. That. I'm going to let that joke go. We're moving. Yeah. Joke. Flat acting. So.
No more censorship for you. No more.
So, but yeah,
I like Chastain, but she does come across as almost the same character each time.
Exactly. There's no variation. And if I do have a flaw against Mila Kunis, it would be that where she does have a tendency to fall back on the snark too much. But when she pulls that out and actually just plays the character, she can be really good.
So, another thing that was brought up in the chat room that they wanted to talk about was a little announcement that's happening on Sunday. And that's, they're going to confirm who the new Doctor is. So,
yeah.
What do you guys think? You think it's going to be another male? You think it's?
That's what Beth was saying. Who did you say it was going to be, Beth? What did she say? Up at the beginning of the chat, it was... some person I'd never heard of before.
Me either.
I have to just find it in the chat.
Or she can retype it.
Chris Marshall. Chris Marshall.
This chat is running, guys. You guys are doing awesome. We like seeing the. We have some discussions about the new tick looking great.
So, does anyone know who Chris Marshall is?
No idea.
But there's a beautiful thing called IMDb. You guys continue. I'll be right back.
Yeah. She says he was in some British show. I was like, that's not specific.
That's surprising. That's surprising. The new Doctor Who will be speaking from some British.
How dare you?
Yeah.
I know that back when Eccleston was being considered, Eddie Izzard was actually campaigning for being the Doctor at that point.
That would have been awesome. That would have been
seriously. Awesome. He was saying, I want to be him. He didn't get it, but.
Yeah, he would have made that would have totally turned the franchise around after people were a little bit sour on Capaldi being too serious and stuff.
People love Capaldi by the end. When you go and look
by
at
the
it,
end,
you
know, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I liked him. I didn't have an issue with him, but people were like, oh, he's so old. Oh, you know, why isn't he good looking? Oh, you know, and I'm just like, dude. And yes, I was mocking the accent.
Dude, watch Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Not you, but you.
No, I know. Well, we got another nerd rant coming.
So Chris Marshall was in Love Actually. He was in quite a few other things. If you guys saw him, you know exactly who it was. We'll have to get a picture out here real soon. We'll pop one up right here on the edited version.
Yeah.
There you go. Now you just saw the video. Good to see you guys back.
I got a text right as the chat was starting, right as the podcast was starting, from the lovely wife of Aaron, for those of you that know her. And she said that she's campaigning for a nerd poll that we need to do the best Sam Winchester hairstyle. What's your favorite? And I'm down for that. I mean, that is awesome, because seriously, that's how you tell what season of Supernatural you're in, is by Sam Winchester's hair. Dean doesn't change. You can tell when it's seasons 1 through 5 because Dean's wearing the leather jacket. But after that, Dean, you know, pick a season. It could be any season for Dean. But Sam, like, he has a distinct look. So I'm down for it. I think that needs to be.
So after seeing exactly who this was, Beth, I mean, this guy goes to Doctor Who. I will watch this next season. I promise you guys all that. I'm not going to like it. I guarantee it. But I'm in for this guy. He's just goofy enough. I'm into it.
I guess they
need to look at his credits.
He's that goofy guy in a lot of stuff. I mean, Love Actually is definitely probably his biggest credit, but you see him and you're like, oh yeah, it's that British guy. Got it.
Well, I guess they went to Twitter to announce that they were going to be announcing it after Wimbledon's men's finals.
Wimbledon.
Say that three times fast. Yeah.
No. It's kind of a big deal.
And there's, once again, according to like this article, there's a lot of speculation that we're finally going to get the first female doctor.
I want them to do it if the person is right for the role. I don't want them to do it just to cater to the fact that it's a female, because that is the worst thing that you could do to anything. You know, it's like throwing in the token gay best friend or having one just to say, well, look, we're catering to your demographic, you know. So I know that's a touchy subject, but that's my stance, is don't do it just to cater to a demographic. Do it because she killed it. You know what I mean?
I think it also depends on do you know who's writing yet? Who's going to show?
We do know, don't we? Aren't we getting people from hold on. It's going to come to me. It's going to come to me because I'm Googling.
Because the rumor for
Chris Chibnall. Oh, no, that's okay. He wrote the he's going to be
writing. Haley Atwell? Yeah. So Peggy Carter? Beth, how do you get this information? Where do you go in the deep dredges of the internet for this info? This is fantastic.
The dark web. The dark web.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you got going on?
Beth is saying
for Torchwood. He was one of the Torchwood writers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Beth is saying first female doctor could be Haley Atwell, the lady who plays Agent Carter. Peggy Carter from the Avenger films.
I love
Captain America. Captain America.
According
I could see that.
That I'm seeing, it's saying that the front runner of rumors for the female is Phoebe Waller-Bridge, which she was on Broadchurch as Abby Thompson.
Oh yeah, that lady's fantastic.
Yeah, she is fantastic.
That's what. This article is saying from the Guardian, which is one of the bigger British news outlets. So, I guess we're gonna find out come Sunday.
Sunday.
We have other stuff coming on Sunday as well. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to talk about in the chat? Until then, I think go ahead and sound off on some stuff you guys wanted to chit chat about. But I know. Something we haven't touched on yet that is very near and dear to Super Whovian Freak's heart, and she loves talking about on Twitter. She wanted to kind of talk about a little bit and maybe get a team together, I think is what she's trying to do. So
I have so many interests. Which one are you talking about specifically?
How many things do you want to get a team together for?
Misha.
Misha. Gishwiz.
Oh, dude. Okay. Yeah, no. So this is the last year that they're having it in this format. I don't know how many of you guys are familiar with I know Beth is because she was on my team last year. Beth and Eric were on her. And it's a crazy week in August. It raises a ton of money for charity. I mean, last year alone, they helped out Syrian refugees. They bought clean water for like hundreds of families in Africa. They donated money to vets, all of this stuff. They built free high schools in Nicaragua. It's all sponsored by Misha Collins. But the things that they have you do in this, it's freaking insane. And I've actually got my team. We're looking for one more spot. If anyone wants to join in the madness, but I mean, they have you do things like dressing up like Victorian people, you know, the Victorian culture and riding on a boxcar, you know, and taking a picture, painting world leaders as aliens from other planets, you know, freaking making suits out of animal fur. I mean, that was actually really disgusting. I'm really glad I didn't do that year because that's super gross. But I mean, they had one year they had bacon outfits, you know, and people modeling bacon bikinis a la Lady Gaga. I mean,
we also got to shut up for pineapple shoes.
Yeah, we get a couple of magic.
Oh my God. So Beth last year had her cousin freaking, you had to make pineapple boat shoes that you had to run in, and you had to have a pineapple hat on your head. And so her cousin, they roped her cousin into it. And there's video somewhere of him on existing of just people running in freaking pineapples. I mean, it's insane, but it's so much fun. You just make complete and utter, you know, idiots out of yourself. And Ken's asking what it is. It's called the greatest international scavenger hunt you've ever seen, you know, sponsored by Misha Collins, but it's not really a scavenger hunt. It's just photos and videos of you doing ridiculous things to try and win a trip with Misha Collins. This year they're going to Hawaii. So it's a lot of fun, raises a lot of money for charity. And I'm really sad that this is going to be the last year. I don't know what they're going to do next year. He says he wants to do something similar to this, but, you know, so I'm really fun that this is last year.
You get your team together, and then the chat should get its own team together. We should have your chat face off against each other on challenges.
We should. And I will take any and all help, you know, anyone that wants to help me out during that week with either, you know, making videos or drawings or helping just photograph weird and unique things. I will hit up everyone for help. So hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on Twitter, and we'll talk.
Yeah. Coming up, I think that's coming up soon. So,
I believe.
I know Ken knows all about winning things and going to Hawaii. So
yeah. Only as number two does he know how to win things.
So. Be prepared for some weird videos because we can't post it during the hunt, but we can post it after the hunt. So if it's anything like last year, I know last year I had to dress up like the Mona Lisa and do a rap. So that was fun. I got a little drunk beforehand on that one. I got a little whiskey because there was no way I was doing that one sober.
Alcohol's bad, kids.
It is bad.
Don't drink in YouTube.
Nothing more fun. No,
never,
at all.
Never, 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 never.
I saw Ken brought up another subject that was D23 related, and Star Wars Land, where they broke out the model and showed us what it looked like and stuff like that. So,
when's that due? When is actual that land due, Wes?
2019.
Okay, so it's not too far out then.
Yeah. No.
That's.
It's massive.
Well, here's my thing is Disney World has a carbonite photo gallery where you can get your picture taken and it'll freeze you in carbonite. And then there's different purchase levels where you can get like in a picture, a poster, or like actual carbonite for different amounts of money. And as long as they put that there, I'm good.
The one thing that they have there is good enough for me. They have a life-size Millennium Falcon.
Dude,
the rest of the land could suck. You got a life size of the Falcon.
Oh, Man, that's amazing.
And they're going all out with it. You go and you purchase something, food-wise, anything. Like, everybody is in character at all times. So they were even doing it today while we were in line to get in and see the... Because this model's huge. I got video of it. We'll get it up on the YouTube channel. But this model is massive. And they're walking up and they're going, yeah, your departure from port is a delayed, so it's going to be a 15-minute delay, instead of saying the line's taking a little bit longer than normal.
But here's the problem with that. Is there's only one place. There's two places I need to be. And that is in the cockpit and in the turret. And if I can't get in there in a timely manner, I may never go.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there'll be fast passes for everything in that.
Fast passes away. Yeah.
I just don't go there opening day because if going to opening day of Finding Nemo when it was a 8-hour long wait for Finding Nemo. Yeah.
And it wasn't even worth it, man.
I'm afraid of what Star Wars Land is going to be.
You're going to get there and you're going to get to do one ride, essentially.
I think Disneyland will be filled to capacity for the first month, 2 months. Mm-hmm. That ride opens every day. So,
yeah.
Looking forward to it, but I think it's going to be insane. Yeah, I mean, we got to touch on quite a few things. Was there anything else that we wanted to touch on really quick before we talk about next week's Nerd Fight?
Yes, so I'm going to just put this out there. So I've actually joined this wonderful thing called a Death Pool. And this is a Death Pool for Game of Thrones coming up on Sunday night. And it's basically like fantasy football for who's going to die in Game of Thrones every episode. So if anybody would like to join, hit me up in the chat. Hit me up on Facebook at The Big Papa Matt or on Twitter at The Big Papa Matt. And I will get your information. I will let you join the Death Pool for that. So hit us up on that if you guys want to join up.
That's cool. Ken brought up that you can see the construction of Star Wars Land from Thunder Mountain.
It's nice. It's taking over Future Land or whatever it was, right?
No. Well, it's basically
it's a new one, right?
And back.
Oh, nice.
So cool. It's a big chunk. A lot of people at one point thought it was going to go into Toontown, but it's not taking Toontown out. So,
That's what it was.
It's massive.
Got to remember, Disney World's already so large, they have their own highway system. They've got space.
Well, the funniest thing was while we were in line to go look at the model, Mark Hamill came over and went in to go look at it. And so, of course, they shut the line down. Nobody was able to move for like 30 minutes. And we get up there at the front of the line and the guy's like, yeah, this guy that the rebels like, some rebel hero or something came through the line and it's not me. I'm not the one that made you guys wait longer. It's this terrible rebel.
Rebel scum.
Like, I guess his name is Mark Hamill or something. He's like, I know him as Luke Skywalker, but so it was just cool that they stayed in character the whole time.
And Ken, let us know that part of Frontierland is what's going to get lopped off for it.
Okay, so we are Sorcerer's Island was part of it. Yeah, okay.
Awesome. They could have taken out Toontown, but oh well.
So, I don't want to go too far over. So let's talk about next week's Nerd Fight. It's not two of us that are sitting here on this panel are going to be up till the wee hours, sleeping on grass at times, and trying to get into other stuff. We're joining our annual nerd family. That so many great people that we're going to go watch a bunch of nerdy things happening at San Diego Comic-Con. And because of that, me and Big Papa Matt can't get out onto the Reddits and the Twitters to really fight for our picks. So we figured let's still stay in the Comic-Con vein and go with something that's near and dear to all of our hearts that we'll have fun debating about anyways. And that's going to be the best film that is comic book related of 2017 so far.
Yeah. So, yeah.
What were the choices that we had on there?
You have my I would back this one. My favorite movie so far, 2017. I think it's honestly the best superhero movie created so far is Logan. So that would be your first option is Logan. You also have Guardians of the Galaxy 2, of course. Mm-hmm. We have Wonder Woman. We have, I'm missing, Spider-Man, of course, just came out. So Spider-Man would be included there. And then I think, did Lego Batman come out?
It did.
So Lego Batman is also another option out there. If anybody else in the chat room can think of any others, I think. I
know Wonder Woman by Beth.
No, yeah, we got Wonder Woman. Yeah. Was there any others? I mean, we've got some coming out later this year, but
so we're not talking about what's released so far. Yeah.
You know, we'll get the article out, but there'll be a comment section on the article. Even here, comments on the video. Sound off. What movie you thought was the best? Why? You know. We want to get a nice little conversation going about what movie is the best superhero movie of 2017 so far. So, yeah, Wonder Woman, Guardians of the Galaxy, Lego Batman, Logan. I think was the other one that you were talking about too. It was a fifth. Spider-Man. So yeah, yeah. I think it's five total that we've had so far. The second half is going to be insane. Next Friday. We will be, as I said, coming from Comic-Con, so me and Big Papa Matt are going to try and be part of this cast from actually in the Hall H line.
It'll depend on how sober I am at that time. Not going to lie.
It's Friday night.
Friday night, I'm usually pretty tame. I'm usually pretty tame Friday night, but you never know. I got
to hold the spot in line anyways.
I broke my rule last year, and I usually only do like two nights at Comic-Con of drinking, and last year I did like four nights of drinking at Comic-Con, so it was a long week. It was a long week, but I'll be there because drinking's bad, kids. Like, you shouldn't drink.
They were drinking Yoo-Hoo. Okay,
I had way too much sugar in my system. My kidneys can't handle that kind of abuse of sugar. So, you know, watch out for that, kids. It's bad for your health. There's a reason why I'm a heavy boy. So
people come to Hall H Line on Friday with just six packs of Yoo-Hoo and just
get crunk. Just get lit AF, ladies and gentlemen. Lit AF.
I seriously want to see a bunch of Yoo-Hoos just being handed to
them. Don't give me Yoo-Hoos. That stuff is nasty. I'll throw up. That stuff is disgusting.
unless it's hot sauce first and then Yoo-Hoo, which is what gets the blood out of your mouth.
It gets the taste of blood out. Hopefully I won't have had to like rip any throats out by that time before. So,
Preacher reference, by the way, people. If you haven't seen Preacher season 2 yet, you really need to get on.
Monday night, we'll be on.
Yeah, we will be talking Preacher on Monday night.
And Sunday night, we plan to have at least a few of us talking some Game of Thrones. So there's a lot of chit-chat about episodes that's going to be coming up in the fold of things. So, and then we're going to have the SDCC coverage next week as well. Nerdfight next week, best comic book movie from 2017. If you think of any others, send them to us, and we will get them onto the list. And
can we put Slight up there? Because it's not technically comic book, but it's badass.
Well, but it's written by.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
What movie is that? That second movie to Unbreakable.
That was 2016.
Was it in December?
It was Split. Yeah.
Split.
And okay. Actually,
it was like November.
Valerian's out, isn't it?
It won't be out till July. It's out like July 24th.
And Valerian was based on
it. Okay. No, that's about to come out. Right.
Yeah.
So, once again, guys, on the chat, you guys have been amazing.
Yes.
Really fun chat today. I wish I could have watched it more. I like this. What did you guys think? The free-for-all, pretty fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's nice to just be able to just talk about whatever you want, and
nice when you don't yell at me about a schedule, which I'm about to get all next week. So, it was nice to take a break. It was nice to not start early. I appreciate that.
Oh, yes. Good call from Beth.
I am giving Mest some crap, but man, the guy, he does keep me on schedule, which is great, because if not, I'd be doing a lot more sleep and hungover at the convention. So the guy is a beast when it comes to conventions. Well. I'm actually really excited that you guys are going to get a kind of peek into that world, and hopefully we're going to get a lot of uploads and things like that for you guys, because it is truly amazing to watch this guy work at this convention. He is something to behold. It really is awesome.
He is in his element when he is at Comic-Con. That is for sure. I got the chance to go before I moved up here to Idaho. So this is was that 13 years ago, 12 years ago?
That was the Comic-Con. You haven't seen.
That was WonderCon.
Amazing. That wasn't even WonderCon yet. WonderCon hadn't left Frisco yet.
That was at, whatever we went to was in Long Beach, huh?
Wizard World, LA.
Long Beach. There you go. That was a long time ago, but that was fantastic. Do want to give a shout out in the chat channel, Beth, calling out Atomic Blonde.
Coming out. That's going to be fantastic.
We will be in the Hall H on Saturday, and they are doing the Women Who Kick Ass panel, which it is a special icon panel. It is just Charlie's Theron, which surprises me a little bit, because I think Sigourney's going to probably be there for Defenders, since she's the main villain of Defenders, and I was hoping that they would have like a really awesome Women Who Kick Ass panel where they had Sigourney and Charlize on the same panel. That would have been freaking awesome. But
on the Women That Kick Ass panel?
Only Charlize. It's an icon.
Whoa, panel. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie, Luke Wallace last year was amazing. I wish she would be on every year. She was fantastic.
Just as long as they don't put Michelle Rodriguez on every year.
She just sits up there and growls at you the whole time. She's just like, Resident Evil.
So, deal with it.
I hold guns.
Beacon, go ahead and give us some ways to follow us and some places to check out.
Yeah. So again, you can follow the main site, mouse-corp.com. We will have a whole bunch of Comic-Con stuff up for you. Make sure you're liking and subscribing to this channel, because as soon as Mest and Matt get their videos to us while they're at Comic-Con, we will be trying to upload those in real time to get you content. When it's happening. So that'll be a lot of fun next week. You could follow me at Beacon_MaliceCorp. You could follow the main website at MaliceCorp. You could follow this podcast at MaliceCast. And then again, I'll give a shout out to my friends over at Turbo Comics, and you can follow them at Turbo Comics ID. Check them out, especially if you're in the Treasure Valley area here in Idaho. You definitely need to check them out.
And we're going to keep moving her up, because she likes to get ahead of people when she gets to talk about
it. Moving on up.
Superhuvian Freak, where can we follow you?
Follow me at Twitter at Superhuvian Nut. Especially, you know, like I said, coming up, hit me up for the Gishwiz and all that stuff. And then you can follow me on Instagram at Superhuvian Freak. But that's mostly just pictures of the crazy animals I watch on a day-to-day basis. So I'm much more entertaining on Twitter.
Yeah, she is. She does have some interesting conversations on Twitter. Mm-hmm. She jumps into mine and makes them even more interesting. So, what are you
doing? Like I said, I've got a lot of animals that I watch on a day-to-day basis, and they won't leave me alone.
Maybe it's the animals sending out all those tweets.
Right.
This cat though, that's in my lap right now, he's actually become famous on Twitter. There's a country singer in Nashville that wants to take him home. There's a bunch of fans that follow David Hayden Jones that want to take him home. So he's becoming quite the cat of Twitter.
The famous kitty. Yeah. So, Igor, anywhere that we can follow you?
Oh, if you want to watch me on the occasional stream on twitch.tv, Harris_Doubledon, like double down, but with no W. Or if you just want to play along on PlayStation, feel free to hit me up with friend requests. Just specify Malice Core or something like that, so I know where the heck you came from.
Who is this crazy person stuck in?
Because we're all normal on Sony PlayStation.
We'll have links to follow everybody below as well. So lastly, as always, get your pen and paper out before I go. Big Papa Matt, where can we follow you?
Yeah, you guys can.
There will be a quiz.
Yes, every time. So the Big Papa Matt on Instagram and on Twitter, as well as the website as well. You guys can hit me up. But you can also follow my podcast, Nerd Mosh Pit, as well on Twitter and at Nerd Mosh Pit. Email us at nerdmoshpit@gmail.com. And then you can hit me up on PlayStation Network as well, where you can play me at Son of Maku, SONOFMAKU, where you can also find me on that same name on Snapchat, where you get to see me in cool filters and watch me do weird things and mostly take pictures of sunsets and drinking booze. So enjoy that as well. And my last shout out is going to be for the amazing Titan Comics here in Dallas, Texas. Please come in and check them out if you're in the area. They are phenomenal. Great guys out there. Jeremy, shout out to you, sir. You are fantastic. And then Jay Lee, 10 out of 10 for more yelling at Matt. So that's the only reason he gave us a like and a subscribe is because you started to yell
at Matt. Hurry up, man.
And he wants more of it. So enjoy, everybody. I'm sorry. Hurry up.
Let's go. finally, you can follow me on Twitter at @mest_malicecorp. There will be more having to do with conventions coming on there. You can also follow me on Instagram at mest5150. More photos of D23 will be coming there. Like I said, not a great run convention, but they bring some great content to see and stuff like that. So, also, if you're in the San Diego area, make sure you check out a couple different spots. Sky High Comics, fantastic comic book shop. They have some things that potentially will be coming after Comic-Con and stuff. They're looking to try and get some autographs going and stuff over there. So definitely check them out. They get some really cool people there. And also Battle Mage, another place in San Diego that is a pub saloon type of thing, but it's all kind of geek themed. There's a wall of magic cards, so you know you're in the right place when you come to a wall full of magic cards and beers being served. So, check both those out. As always, if you guys want to support us, make sure that you hit that like button, you hit the subscribe button, come back and see more of our videos, and we will be back onto a more regimened schedule next week, where I will start cracking the whip and telling people what to talk about.
You really only do one thing when you do that to me, Wes.
You can also click through the Amazon link on the website if you're looking to buy anything, and that helps proceeds for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you missed, if you happen to miss July 11th, which was Amazon Prime Day, they are doing their summer digital deals right now. Amazon is, that goes until the 16th, so you have until Sunday on that, so you can get all kinds of great discounts on digital content, like digital comic books, although we would prefer that you go into a physical comic book shop and get that experience, but you do have that option. Also, all kinds of streaming content, Kindle books, Audible books, so all that stuff is available right now. Massive summer digital sale on Amazon too, so might as well go get yourself some great content at a great price.
Awesome. Check that out. Make sure to come back, vote on the poll for your favorite movie of the year so far. And lastly, I want to say thank you to Marley Ball, to Beth, to Jason Lee, to Ken, and everybody else that was in the chat tonight. You guys were amazing. For those that weren't here, that will watch this video later, come back next week. We do this every Friday, usually 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Join the chat. Have some fun with us. And we're going to be talking San Diego Comic-Con next week. So with that, I bid you adieu.
Yeah, everybody, thank you so much. And stay nerdy out there.